Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Oh, very good to see your energy, your light, your brightness, your divine presence. Dearest beings of light, we introduce ourselves for those whom we have not met yet. Our name is Aronda. And we bring with us an entire entourage of beings of light that are here on your behalf. And we are here, the words may be just regardless of the situation, but we are here to activate your energy. And in activating your energy, we are here to allow that vibration, take deep breath, to come in through you, to you, with you. Take another deep breath. And as that energy, oh, we get all excited with all the jewels here. So in that vibration of you, know that your vision is coming through clearer than it ever has before. That vibration of you is activating. So you are now, as you leave here today, tomorrow, you are activating all that is in your power and your presence. You are connecting with your soul. Right here, right now. And as you connect with your soul, know that all the other souls in your field, and everyone is in your field now, they are connecting as well. So if there's something that's still in your life that just doesn't quite feel quite right, that it is just not quite in the integrity of your soul, it is time now to just let it go. You can even sing that song, Let It Go, Let It Go. And walk on the ice if you want, Maybe not here in Phoenix. Because you see, that energy, you are following your divine purposes. You are stepping forward and acknowledging that purpose. And if you block that energy by thinking, who do I think I am? Then there's a hole in the universe. Are you aware of that? That each one of you fills the space in the universe, the galaxy, the energy. Each one of you connects with your purpose. There is only one you. Woo-hoo. There is only one you in all of the galaxies. And even though there are dimensional lives, and you are holding those dimensional lives, and with those dimensional lives, you've got this going on in some other dimension, and you've got another life in that other dimension, but that other life in that other dimension still does not hold the space that you hold right here. Instead, when you are denying who you are, nothing happens. Nothing. Because by denying who you are, that creates that hole, that cavern, and the universe is going to fill it up with something. They do not like a vacuum. So they will fill it up with whatever you choose to fill it up with. We choose you. Is that okay? So in that energy, when you have a thought, a feeling, an idea, of what you would like to experience in this world, breathe into that. And as you breathe into that experience, know that the vibration is being created and everything becomes possible. Everything. And with that flow of everything that becomes possible, you see the energies that is coming in and out, in. With that in and out vibration, your heart is opened. Your energy is opened, and everything around the planet shifts. Because you shift. Shift happens, right? And we are thankful that it does. This is the year of change. Yes? We know some of you have seen lots of changes. Changes and changes and more changes than anything. How can I possibly change anymore? Don't ask that question. Because when you ask, how can you possibly change anymore? The universe will say, yes, let us show you. because Dan asked the question, how can it get any better than this? How can it get any better than this? Show me. Let me experience it. How can I live my purpose? In love, in light, in joy, in presence, in trust, in the vibration of love. As you do. And with that vibration of the love that we know, we see those old doubts, those old things that come through, and trust that they're just placed there to remind you that you are in a human body, to remind you that now is the next day of your life. Tomorrow, everything can start afresh. What would you like to experience in that fresh start tomorrow? Take a breath and let that settle in. What would you like to experience tomorrow? Love, that's easy. Peace, that's easy. Joy, that's easy. Your dog getting fixed, that's easy. Your house getting unpacked, that's easy. Change your bracelet, dearest. With all the merriment and the joy, because they are living in the flow. Little so Marilyn said, I'm ready to move out of my home. On January 7th, we looked for a new home. Closed on it 2 weeks later, which is impossible, yes. Moved in 2 days after that, which is impossible. And the joy decided to consciously uncouple her husband and move to Missouri. Impossible. Nothing is impossible. Nothing. So they are surrounded by boxes, and then they got on the road the next day. But you see, it is all about living in that flow. It is all about living in that vibration. You have that figure eight motion that comes out from you. Yes? And that figure eight motion happens no matter what you do. Yes? And it comes out from your heart, it comes out from your toes, it comes out from your crown, it comes out from your fingers, it comes out in all directions. It creates your environment. So, what would you like to see in the world? What would you like to experience when you wake up in the morning? It is not a rhetorical question.
Just the answer.
Yes.
Peace in the world.
Peace in the world and joy waking up. What part are you in control of? How you feel, how you think. So you wake up as peace in the world. Yes? What does that look like to you? We are going to repeat what you say. Yourself and how you move and how you flow, being at peace in the world and flowing through in that world, in love, in light, in joy. Did we miss part? I don't think so either. So understand, is that possible? Excuse us?
Everything is possible.
Thank you. Everything is possible. Now you may not want to turn it loose on the first thing. Not that we don't want to know what's going on in the world, but news is news and news is not real. Correct?
Right.
You know, the news that is truly happening is happening with you. And as that news is happening with you, know that your spot on the planet is being filled. with whatever you are feeling. Your spot on the planet is accelerating with whatever you are choosing. So when you accelerate that vibration, when you hold that energy of flow, love, peace, awakening, the energy of this planet, it becomes possible. Even greater than that, it becomes plausible. But if you awaken the energy and think, oh, here we go again, that is what becomes plausible. So stop it. Awaken every day and lay in bed until you can step your foot on the floor and say, I am loving my life today. I am loving even the things that I don't want to do today. This old man used to say, I don't know how I can find good things about cleaning the toilet. Then she smelled all those chemicals and it reminded her of the 70s. Aha! You see, good comes from everything. So when you find that energy of that goodness, know that it comes from within you. It comes from all avenues inside of you. All, how does that happen? All connections inside of you. And with that vibration, know that you are not in charge. That is not the right one. But in that energy, know that no matter what it is that you are doing, no matter how deep it may feel right now, when you have a hole in your existence, that hole is filled by you. You are the cork in the flow. You are the energy of purpose that is activating the planet. Now, it is not all up to you. You've got 30 some other people here that are going to do it with you, huh? Do you know that as you bring forth the light that you are, that you bring forth that joy, and give yourself permission to feel that joy, everything in your environment feels that same joy. Everything in your vibration feels that same energy. Now everybody's going to sit on the front row on the hands, right? Because with that vibration, that is what changes the world. And you are each a change maker. You know this, yes? You are status quo destabilizers. You destabilize the status quo. Everything's going along here and there and yawn, and then Lynn walks in and blows everyone's mind with the wisdom that comes within. Even though she may not say much. That is the key. It is not about what you are saying. Everyone has lip service. It is about what you are being. And that is light. So with that intention, with that energy of light, what light are you expanding? Joy, peace, love, of what everybody expands. What's something new? Bliss. Bliss is very important. Do you know that if you live in the bliss point, that bliss point also radiates. We love the word bliss because it means, because life is simply spiritual. B-L-I-S-S. Someone wise told us that many years ago. And they seem to have lost their way somewhere along the line. We're holding them in the heart of finding themselves again. And you can help. We're going to give you a homework assignment tonight. Yay. And we love homework. We're going to go to the despacho, we're going to go to dinner, we're going to, supposed to not talk to anyone, we're supposed to be silent, we're going to be still, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And now we have homework. What do you call it? Homework. So we want you to make two lists. Some might do it like that, but we said two lists. One list. You can remember this, it's short. It's more than two words, though. One list. Write down everything that you love about yourself. Everything that you, maybe you've got good hair. Yeah, maybe you've got good eyes, maybe you've got a strong body. Everything that you love about yourself. Everything. And we want you to write that list if you can for more than 20 minutes. Yeah, so sit with it for that long. Then the next list, we want you to write a list of everything that you love doing. Love doing. Maybe you love to plant flowers. Maybe you love to go to the market. Maybe you love to clean toilets. Go to the veterinarian's house. Can give you a job. Everything that you love doing. We can tell that you have not drunk enough water today. For you see, now this one, Marilyn, is empathic. She feels what you feel. So it is important that you drink water tonight. It is important that you feel that flow and you make two lists. One, everything that you love about yourself. And two, everything that you love doing. And then tomorrow we will draw the correlation between the two and see what turns up. Is that all right?
Yes.
So as you acknowledge that the doing and the being is one and the same, that is when that hole in the universe becomes filled. That is when that vibration activates. Ah, very good. That is when that energy, because you know you are each magnificent. We're going to activate that energy right now with the selenite swords of light. Is that all right? Good, because we would do it anyway. foolish for you to understand one thing about yourself. Foolish for you to see you as we see you. In addition to status quo stabilizers, we see your light. Dearly beloved, as our friend Adaronda says, I see you. As you see you too. I know each of you have a mission, a purpose, a joy, a life that you are feeling right now. And some of you are saying, I can't do that. What would the world be like had I said that about my mission? All I said was for you to love your brother as you love yourself. It got all turned around. Love yourself. Period. Then the love of your brother will come naturally. Or your sister. You see, that is the message. It is very simple. You can have all of the ceremony, all of the information, all of the presence, but you are the present. You are the gift to humanity. You are the ones I came for. I came back. Someone asked me once if I was going to be resurrected. Why would I do that? Look what happened last time. Instead, I'm already here. In your heart. In your heart. Love, it is true, it does conquer all. That vibration is true. Everything you ever wanted or needed is within you. Speak your truth, as it is mine. Speak your energy, gently, in words that the listener can understand. But know that it is indeed the wisdom of the world is within you. That part of your brain that carries the wisdom of your ancients. Is this all right? For now, you don't have to say, oh, I wish I knew then what I know now, because now you do. You get the opportunity to sit in the stillness
than remember. So you don't have to do it again. So you don't have to have that pain again. So that you can live in the divine flow. Doesn't that sound like more fun? That is the key. To live in that divine flow. I wish to play a song for you. Is that all right? I wish for you to take the words into your soul. It is not a new song. It's been out for a long time. But I wish for you to take the words into your soul. And as you go through tonight with the assignments that Rhonda gave to you, realize that I am there with you, helping you write. Take a deep breath.
It's in every one of us to be wise. Find your heart. Open up both your eyes. We can't know everything without ever knowing why. It's in every one of us. It's in every one of us to be wise.
To God, accommodating everything.
We can all understand.
see, there's a synergy that happens. You go palm to palm, energy field to energy field. Dearest beings of light, we love your courage for going through this day of transformation. Tomorrow, we laugh, we sing, we dance, we play. Maybe not so much touchy feely stuff. Unless it is necessary. You are the light. Always remember that. You are the love. Always remember that. Everything that you ever wanted, needed, or desired is right here. And we're going to uncover it and elevate it to the rafters. These are pretty high rafters. Love you. Did you know us today?
Namaste.
Namaste.